Welcome to another edition of the award-winning podcast, The Square and the Round. Chris Kelly here. I'm square.
Yeah.
There's BB Shea. He's round.
Yeah.
You just asked me such a great question. I've just come in from the gym.
Yeah.
And you said that somebody on, you asked me if I read Facebook comments or anything like that when people comment on anything. And I don't.
Good on you.
I never read it.
It's a good move.
I find social media to be such a vast wasteland.
It's toxic. It's extremely toxic.
It is toxic. Yeah. I know that's not like an original take, but I see so many people who say that it's toxic.
Well, it gets more and more toxic as the years go on. Like, the more things that pop up, the worse it gets, truly.
And yet, they're on it.
It's everywhere, yes.
It's like they're addicted to it.
You know, I think it has a lot to do with the fact that people actually have a voice there or feel like they have a voice there, whereas in the real world, they really don't. And it's unfortunate, and it gives them a voice, and it just sucks that people have to use it for such negative stuff.
But that's all it is.
Yeah, it's just negativity.
So, well, I can't say all it is, but so much of it is negativity.
Yeah.
And, you know, when it first came around with Facebook, I mean, I look at it a little bit, but I found just what you just said. Plus, I used to get a lot of Facebook comments because we do the radio show here, and I get a lot of either Facebook comments or emails of people, you know, disagreeing with something I've said, or it gets so nasty.
Yeah.
And I, you know, when email even first became a thing, somebody I was working with said, you know, people on email and certainly social media, they can say things they'd never say to your
absolutely
face. Just nasty comments.
That's how it goes. But then when you confront them about it, they get, oh, I'm just kidding, man. It's just a joke. Yeah.
And I used to watch the television show West Wing. You ever see that?
Never saw it. I'm a big Aaron Sorkin fan,
but I'm really
thinking about checking it out.
I highly recommend
it.
Really, the first four seasons. I love Aaron Sorkin too.
Yeah.
I think he's great.
Yeah.
You love Social Network.
Yes.
And
that,
I do too. I think
and
it's great.
The Steve Jobs movie he wrote, I think.
Oh my God.
Perfect.
It was great.
Perfect movies, yeah.
Aaron Sorkin, and his thing was he'd just write by himself.
Yeah.
Right?
He did a lot of that. He was like an alcoholic who would just get drunk and write. Yeah.
That's what I love about him.
It's really romantic.
And he was on like even harder stuff than alcohol.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Pills.
Well, the pills.
Yeah.
I mean, if anything ever said, do pills. It's
if I could do that, I'm
Aaron
like,
Sorkin. Yeah. He was great. He just locked himself into a dark room and write this stuff. And on the West Wing, I love the first four seasons. That's what he wrote.
Okay.
He stepped away from it after four seasons.
Okay.
Season five is not good. And then six and seven come back. I think seven's it. And seven's pretty good.
Yeah.
But the first four are lights out great.
Okay.
I mean, great. The dialogue is incredible.
Who's the star in that?
Well, it's really ensemble, but Martin Sheen is the president.
Fair, okay.
And phenomenal.
Okay.
And Rob Lowe's in it the first four seasons, and he's great. And then there are other, Allison Janney, who I think is a fantastic
actress. Oh, yeah, I love Allison Janney, yeah.
First time I ever saw her or anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a great, I mean, it's one of the, it's probably the smartest show I've ever seen.
I'll have to check it out. I will take an effort to check it out.
You really should. Over the holidays.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Well, we're the day after the holiday.
Yeah, exactly.
Day.
Yeah.
Over your vacation.
Over vacation. Yeah. Over
which
the
you
next,
don't get, but I do.
That's right. Yeah. I'll be here the whole
right,
time.
You'll be here the whole
next
time.
Couple weeks. Yeah.
Anyhow, here's what I'm saying about social media. There's one episode of the show, and it's in season one, but I go back and watch them a lot.
Yeah.
And a woman gets in trouble because she says something she shouldn't. She works in the president's cabinet. And somebody, one of her colleagues said, you forgot what your grandfather taught you. And she said, what's that? And he said, never argue with a drunk or a fool. So I think people who say stuff on social media are generally fools who say really nasty, negative stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to argue with them.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
I'm not
that's a good way to be.
And I mean, you want to.
You know, it's really enticing to engage because you know the other side of it.
Of course.
But you're never going to, you know, convince them of the other.
Never.
You're never going to do that.
Like when anything controversial at all, you're never going to change anybody's mind.
No.
That's another thing about the era of social media. No one will change their mind.
And can I be honest with you? I know this is kind of, it doesn't really, but that's why I don't debate the Jordan LeBron thing anymore.
Yeah.
The people who are pro each side, they're never going to change their mind.
Do you know what I don't like to ever brag on myself, but I will change my mind. I mean, I will change it. And lately, and I've always been Jordan uh-huh. because I watched him play.
That was your time. Yeah, I get it.
But now, I mean, I can see it. I see that LeBron, I mean, he's whatever he is, 37 years old.
39, yeah.
I mean, the Jordan years past Chicago, like, you know, he goes to the Wizards. He's not very good.
Yeah.
It's like, I love the Andy Griffith Show, but I only talk about the black and white.
Exactly, yeah.
You
there's
know,
a whole other time
shows,
after that,
but
yeah.
But they have to be part of
yeah.
it. I mean, I'm not going to. I will change my mind on things.
I think. Yeah, I got you. I got you.
Many people will not.
No, you're right.
People are so rigid, and on social media, they'll never change their minds. I mean, I'm a Republican.
Yeah.
But there are many things that I see that the Democrats do. For instance, this election that's coming up, I think Joe Biden is a doddering old fool.
Yeah.
But Donald Trump is insane. He's insane. And how can we have a lunatic leading the country? But I'm a Republican.
Yeah, no,
so
I get it.
Leave
yeah.
me, you know?
And I think the people who are blindly, you know,
they follow
to one side is just, it's an odd way to be.
And that's how almost everybody is on social media.
I don't understand how people could be like that.
I don't either. It used to not be that way. Yeah. Social media's done a lot of
I agree.
What I blame? I blame social media. I blame Fox News and CNN because that separates everybody.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I blame a lot of talk radio, you know, like especially conservative talk radio like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity because they feed you information and all you do is get your news from there. Yeah. And then you think you're nobody ever challenges you. When they do, you just shut them down.
And everything is so polarizing, too.
Oh, my God.
Everything is just in your face. If it's this, it's right. If it's that, it's wrong. And if you believe this way, you're stupid and an idiot. There's no room for anybody to think outside the box or consider both sides of an argument.
There are
It's really unfortunate.
Many arguments that have great points, you know? I mean, yeah, what you just said is exactly right. There are I mean, two sides of a debate can I can be on one side but completely see your argument and even come over to it, but not on social media.
No,
you better not.
Can't do it.
That's why I despise it.
I get it.
I despise it.
Yeah.
Anytime I go on there, most of the stuff I see is that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. Or I tell you what I really hate. I go to the gym, you know that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I look on Reddit to see what the workout is going to be at this particular gym. And here's what people do. They want attention so badly that they'll say, well, I can't go to the gym tomorrow. Wish I could. It's my birthday. Well, what do you think happens? Of course, 100 people say, well, happy birthday. And that's all they're doing that for. What kind of comment is that? Like, here's what they did. They say, the person will say, here's what you're going to do at the gym. And they list the stuff. And a lot of people say, looks like a good workout. Yeah. Looking forward to doing it. But almost every day somebody says, man, wish I could do it. It's my birthday. Or I'm going to do it. It's my birthday. Who says that?
Are you familiar with Anthony Jeselnik, the comedian?
Yes,
He had a great bit about this where he talked about whenever a tragedy strikes and people go on the internet and they comment, praying for you or praying for that. What they're really saying is, don't forget to think about me today.
Is that right?
That's what he says in his bit. He goes, when you say that, that's all you're saying is don't forget to think about me today, because there's really no reason for you to say that.
No.
Thoughts and prayers, keep that in your head. You don't have to write it down.
You don't have to type it on there. You don't have to say
that. There's really no point in it. Yeah.
And I also like when celebrities say something like, God, this is a long time ago, but I think Kobe Bryant won a championship and Shaq went on to his social media to congratulate Kobe. Well, to me, that's all, because they had been fighting.
Yeah,
you know, they were at odds.
Yeah.
And all that was doing was like saying to the world, look what I'm doing. I'm congratulating Kobe. If you want to congratulate, call him up.
Text him. Yeah, absolutely.
You don't have to make that public.
And here's the thing about
celebrities. Why do people do that?
Not to go off on another tangent, but people who blindly follow celebrities, you know, most celebrities are not smart.
You think not?
You know, most celebrities like don't have college degrees. Some reason, because of who they are and what they do, we hold them to such high regard.
Oh, I know.
That's like when Jennifer Lawrence, the actress, a few years ago came out and said something like, if you don't think about politics or you don't appreciate politics, you're not an adult or something like that. I'm like, who the hell are you?
Who are you?
What do you
me?
Do? What do you really do?
Yeah.
How are you any better than me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
When they have that, just because you're a better actor than me doesn't make you better than me.
Absolutely
or your
not.
Opinion count any more than mine.
Yeah, because you make any more money. I'm like, that's,
exactly.
Yeah.
I can't stand that. Actors do that all the time. And tell me about this. I know you're a big movie fan.
Yeah.
When they go at the Oscars and they use that platform to put out some BS about whatever they're interested in, you know, or whatever plight they're on. It's like, shut up.
You know why they do that?
Ah.
They don't have normal problems like we do.
Well, they don't.
They don't. Leonardo DiCaprio doesn't have to wake up and go, how am I going to pay the light bill this month?
True.
I mean, that their problems stem from socioeconomic problems.
Yeah.
Those are the problems that, you know,
But on the other side of it, should they use their platform to do something about something they really care about, like global warming or whatever?
Yeah, but I want to see action.
Me
I don't
too.
Want to see you sitting up here talking about it.
Amen to that. Like, I want to see a football game or a movie, and I don't give two craps about you saying something about it. God, ain't that the truth? Enough already.
Virtue signaling, that's all it
and,
is.
Yeah, and that's what social media is. Yeah. It's like, look at me, here's what I've done. Mm-hmm. And plus, the lives that people live on social media are totally fake.
No, they
you
are.
Know that.
100%.
It's never real life.
No, it's not.
And everybody's like, oh my God, look at what my friends. That's why I totally stay away from it. I completely ignore it.
Yes.
And anybody that has much success, any success, just they want people want to tear you down.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. They crucify you on social media.
Yeah.
And social media gets so many people in trouble. How many people go on social media and say something and then all of a sudden they're canceled or, you know, so stupid, especially like a controversial topics. Like, I've got to comment on this. Why?
No, you don't have to say anything.
Keep
you really
yourself.
Don't have to say anything.
You know, vote at the ballot box. Keep it to yourself.
That's like when you see people acting a fool on the news.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, you don't have to talk to them.
Exactly.
You can walk away.
Thank you.
You can easily say, I'm good. Thank you, though. Appreciate it. And then you end up looking like an idiot.
It's just a way. I do believe the phones and the social media have moved us one step closer to the doomsday clock midnight.
You're probably right.
I think that's true.
Right.
We last left you on the square and the round a week ago, pre-Christmas. And we said, the very last thing I said, we were talking about John F. Kennedy assassination, which I'm kind of into. And I think there's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
I don't believe what we've been fed. Now, there's something I changed my mind on. I used to think it was Oswald alone.
Yeah.
And the more I see, the more I think it was at least a group of people that did it. So you said, don't get me started on the moon landing. And I said, hold that thought.
Yeah.
Let's wait a week. Let's get past the holiday.
Yeah, that's right.
Now you can give us your take on the moon landing.
Talking about something stupid. So I don't think we landed on the moon in 1969.
You don't.
I think it was imperative for us to have the illusion that we did land on the moon in 1969.
To beat
the Russians.
Yep.
I feel like we have been to the moon.
You do.
But not when we said we went to the moon.
So you think we faked it all and then went later, but didn't. But nobody...
I think Stanley Kubrick directed the moon landing.
You really do.
Have you ever seen 2001?
I have.
You know what year that was produced?
1969?
1967.
Oh, really? So you...
And that... And imagine that type of technology in 1967. Don't you think you could efficiently like fool a whole bunch of people in 1969?
You could.
Nobody knows what the moon looks like.
It's funny that I give people who believe, like you just said, no credit.
Yeah.
And yet, on the JFK thing, I'm a conspiracy guy.
Of course.
So, I mean, it could have been done. And then some people say to me on either of these things, how could everyone keep that a secret? But really... How many people does it take?
I mean, how many people does it really take? I mean, yeah, honestly. And imagine, like, think of all the secrets that the government is keeping from us anyway.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
People say to me, but you always find out, these conspiracies never work because you always find out. Well, you find out the ones you find out about.
Absolutely.
There might be 100 you don't know about.
Yeah.
Like with JFK, really, let's say there were two shooters involved. Lee Harvey Oswald from the top of the book depository and a guy in front of him on the grassy knoll. Okay. Then how many people really had to know about this conspiracy? Five? Four?
Yeah.
The guy who plans it, Oswald, the shooter from the front, Jack Ruby, who shot Oswald.
Sure.
Two of them are dead within a couple of years. You know, one of them's dead a day later, Lee Harvey Oswald. Jack Ruby dies in 1965. Then it's like two or three people keeping a secret, and that's it. You know,
but I mean, you know, I think it takes more than five people to
plan that.
Yeah, but I think enough of them, if paid adequately, will not say anything about it. You know,
because why would they? You know, why would they ever say anything? But I think Oswald was going to, he was like, he didn't realize he was going to be framed for the murder.
Yeah.
Because he used the word patsy.
Well, no, I think that means he thought he was going to get framed for the murder.
Well,
the Jack Ruby thing, I don't think that was part of the whole deal.
Oh, you don't?
I think that was a separate.
Oh, you do?
That was a miscommunication somewhere.
Why would he do that then?
Lee Harvey Oswald was going to be the patsy. He was going to be the fall guy. He was going to get shot.
But I don't think he knew that ahead of time. Do you?
I think so. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
I think he knew he was going to get blamed for it.
Oh, I think he thought, I'm going to be part of this conspiracy. And then the next day he realized, oh, wait a minute, I'm taking the fall for this.
Yeah.
So and it was organized that way. So he actually used the word. He said, I'm just a patsy.
Uh-huh.
That's a word I don't think many people use. Patsy.
No.
He could. Most people, if they're accused of a crime they didn't commit, what do they say? I didn't do it. I'm innocent. He said, I'm just a patsy.
Yeah.
12 hours later, he's dead.
Yeah.
And I think the reason was they realized, okay, he's onto us. He's a patsy. Hey, Jack Ruby, go kill him.
I don't think Jack Ruby was involved.
You
at
don't?
All. I think he acted alone.
But what motive did he have?
He killed the president.
So you think somebody who he just wanted to spare, he said he just wanted to spare Jackie Kennedy
a
trial.
I mean, I think that, you know, I think if anything like that, any big act like that, that's going to draw people to act out of their mind, you know, especially if you followed JFK that heavily. I would imagine that somebody would want to get revenge.
Yeah, but Ruby had ties to the mafia. And more plausible is that whoever was in charge of this saw Lee Harvey Oswald go, I'm just a patsy, and they sent in Jack Ruby to kill him. Because otherwise, I mean, if Jack Ruby says, I killed him because I wanted to spare Jackie Kennedy from a trial and her the pain of that, I just don't, I think that's a little far-fetched. I don't buy that.
I think that that's something that somebody from that time would have done.
It's possible, but no other assassin has ever been assassinated themselves that I know of. I mean, the people that kill, of course, I don't know that many.
Isn't Mark David Chapman still alive? Yes. The fact that nobody killed him, that's interesting.
Yes, killed
Lenin
and was arrested, of course, is still alive. The man who tried to kill Reagan is out.
He's like touring. He's a touring musician, isn't he?
Yes.
Isn't that wild?
It's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
John Hinckley.
You think people like go to his shows? Would you go to a John Hinckley show?
No, but I think you would. As contrarian as you are, you probably would.
The novelty of it would be pretty interesting.
I wouldn't care about it. No, but you know, the thing about him was, with John Hinckley, he thought that Jodie Foster from afar was in love with him, or he was trying to impress her to be in love with him.
Yeah.
And so he shot Reagan to do that and then killed another, James Brady, who was Reagan's press secretary. Yeah. I mean, he died years later. Never was the same.
Yeah.
Died years later. But now he's out because he was in an institution. And they said for proper medication and therapy, he's fine now.
Yeah.
But do you believe that?
Or maybe.
Do you let somebody else?
Maybe. I mean, can people change? I don't know.
Yeah, but if you try to kill the president.
Do you think that, did he pay his debt, though?
I guess he's under the he used to be under the supervision of his mother.
Yeah.
It was like a house arrest thing. But that is, you try to kill the president and you do kill a guy who's Reagan's press secretary, and then you do see the light of day.
Yeah.
On the other hand, and see, this is one of those issues where you can't change your mind on it.
Sure.
But on the other hand, it's like, well, what you just said, he's now fine, could be a viable member of society, you know, who knows?
Weird. I mean, I think the justice system's odd because I feel like there are a lot of people in situations who go to jail because they made one bad decision. And I'm not talking about John Hinckley. Obviously, that was
That's
terrible
a
thing
decision.
To do.
Yeah.
But, you know, you hear a story about a guy who comes home and he finds his wife sleeping with another guy. He kills the guy.
Yeah. Or both.
I mean, is it justified? No. But he does. Is that guy crazy?
Well,
is that guy who killed the other guy crazy?
No, but I think you get less time that way because it's a spur of the moment, out of control, crime of passion.
Yeah.
Whereas you might get, 15, 20 years. But if you plan that murder, if you know they're sleeping together and you plan it over weeks and you kill him, then it's more like first degree murder.
Well, see, I think about you saw the movie Silver Linings Playbook, right? Where Bradley Cooper comes home, he sees his wife cheating with a beast with an adventure in his life, and then he's deemed crazy the rest of his life. Is he really crazy?
Probably not.
That's what I want to know. Like,
case.
I mean, he's got that mark on him.
I find the film overrated.
Really?
I didn't like it. I
think
it
was a good movie.
I didn't like it very much.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper, did he win anything for it?
Nobody. Jennifer Lawrence won Best Actress for that, which I thought was a mistake.
Who was supposed to win that year?
I thought the little girl from Beast of the Southern Wild should have won.
Didn't see it.
Great movie.
Didn't see it, but I did not like Silver Linings Playbook that much. Too much Philadelphia Eagles.
The movie was fun. That was what was fun about it.
Know,
it had
yeah.
that little tie-in to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it did. Robert De Niro.
Speaking of sports and the moon, I saw an amazing stat the other day I think you'll find interesting.
All right. Yeah, if it's sports, I will.
Mariano Rivera, the closer for the Yankees.
Yes.
There have been more people to walk on the moon than have scored on him in the playoffs during his career.
God.
12 people have walked on the moon. Only 11 people scored on him during his 20-year career in the major leagues. Yep.
You mean like
scored on him as a pitcher?
You mean
in the playoffs?
You're kidding.
Yes, only 11 people scored on him in his career in the
wow.
playoffs. Yeah.
That is a stunner.
Yeah.
That's an incredible stat.
I read that the other day.
He only blew two saves of note against the Diamondbacks in the 0-1 World Series.
Yes.
And that was positioning in the infield caught him.
Yep.
And,
the
Game 4 against
the
Red Sox. Game 4 in the 0-4 Red Sox, that was a huge – I mean, that turned the whole
– I've never seen something turn around so quickly.
It was amazing.
And
it
was crazy about that. That one stolen base by Dave Roberts,
who's now the Dodgers manager.
After that game, people were like, the Red Sox were going to win. I don't think there was any doubt that the Red Sox had enough momentum from that one moment to win that series.
Probably the best baseball series I've ever
seen. Probably so, yeah.
Yankees were up 3-0, crushed the Red Sox in games 2 and 3. I know that. Game 2 for sure.
Game 3
game
was
three, they killed
them. Yeah.
Game 3 back in Fenway, they beat them like 18-7 or something like that. Bombed them. And the next night, winning by a run with Mariano Rivera on the mound in the ninth.
Yes.
That's the biggest stolen base ever. The Red Sox come back and win. Now, in the next two games, let me see now. Game five was extra innings. Uh-huh. It lasted forever.
Yeah.
The Red Sox win it. They come from behind. They're down by like two runs in the eighth. They come back and win it.
And then, was it the next game, Schilling's
Bloody Sock?
Yeah.
That's Bloody Sock game. Yeah. Once they won game five, I thought, okay, they really have a chance because they're down 3-2 going back to Yankee Stadium. Then Bloody Sock.
Yeah.
I mean, then that going into Game 7, it's like, well, this is the Red
this
Sox.
This is over,
I mean, this is, I mean, the Red Sox. But they had they had 86 years of curse on their hands,
too.
Yeah,
that was a crazy time.
Well, that was the best.
That was some of the best time in baseball.
Baseball is always great when the Red Sox and Yankees are a really good rivalry.
Yes.
And it was amazing from 01 to 06.
Yeah, you know,
that was
throughout that whole time, it was amazing.
It was incredible. And still, even more recently, it's been really good, too. I think you said this on one of our podcasts. The fact that those players hated each other, Veritek and A-Rod hated each other. Now they all get along.
Yeah,
go
and
out,
it doesn't make for good baseball.
No,
you
I
know
agree.
What I'm saying?
They need to hate each other
they
more.
They really do.
It's like you and I have the hatred we have.
Absolutely.
That's what makes this award winning.
Yeah.
The fact that I don't respect you or your opinions. The fact that you think I'm all sitting up here on my high and mighty.
Yeah,
that's right. That's what makes it great. Let me ask, this is sports related.
Yeah.
How much would you pay for this? I thought of you because you're such a shoe man. That pair of Nike Air Jordan shoes, did you see this? They were only a few made for Spike Lee, and they're golden. They're golden Air Jordans,
yeah.
And somebody turned a pair in to the Portland Goodwill anonymously. They put it in a bin.
Wow.
They say they're worth, could be $100,000.
Wow.
Now, it raises money for a rescue mission in Oregon, and so they're beyond thrilled to get it, and they've kept they don't even know who turned them in. At least they say they don't.
Yeah.
But the shoes were made for Spike Lee and the filmmakers of Black Klansman.
Yeah.
When it was nominated for an Academy Award, he had them specially commissioned, and they're Air Jordans. I mean, not many pairs are even made. And now they're turned into a Goodwill, and in perfect condition, by the way.
What kind of Jordans are they?
They're golden.
Are they Jordan 1s?
I think it's 3.
Is it Jordan 3? Are they high tops?
No.
I can't wear high tops. I got cankles.
Well, in that case, you could get
these. I'm not going to get
these. You could get these. You didn't have to say you had cankles. I can look at you and say you've... There's no question. There's no question you have a cankle.
I'm strictly a low-top guy.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because I can't wear high tops.
What about when you do any sporting activity? You got to play basketball on your high
top. I still play in low tops.
You're still playing
low tops? It doesn't help. I got no ankle.
You're risking a snapped ankle?
The fat from my calf, it supports my ankle.
You're risking a snapped ankle.
I'm not going to snap anything. There's no bone. It's all cartilage. There's
not
even
moving,
bone there. Yeah.
You're not going to move too quickly.
No, I'm posting up, man.
Yeah.
I'm not moving.
You're not going to move quickly
I'm not doing any dribble moves.
I might, by the next time we're together, I'm considering doing this because you recommended that movie The Holdovers to me, which we talked about last time, and I watched it. I'm considering, because I have some days off, watching The Big Lebowski.
I think you should. It's not a long movie. It's under 2 hours.
Is it?
It's under 2 hours.
Why don't you watch a few
I want to watch some West Wing.
It's on HBO Max.
Yeah, I want to watch
West Wing, and I'll watch The Big Lebowski, and we'll compare notes the next time around.
That's totally cool with
me. I think that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me ask you this question about the holidays. I just saw this online somewhere. Do you think it's rude, and now people travel for the holidays, and here we are just after Christmas. I'm sure they're still staying with family.
Uh-huh.
Is it rude to have sex with your girlfriend, with your wife, while you're visiting somebody else's house in their guest room?
I think so.
I do, too.
I think so.
I don't think that's right.
I don't think that's right.
A friend of mine used to, when we were young, in our 20s, he stayed with me. Now, he was from out of town, stayed with me in the guest room, he and his girlfriend. And, he was there like 3 days.
Yeah.
I mean, he was in town. He stayed. I don't know why he stayed. 3 days. And when he left, he was like, we had sex every night. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, I love going to other people's houses and have sex. Like in a... it's like a road. He likes going to other places for the fun of it, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, I thought to myself, that's really rude. And then to tell me...
I get that. No, I understand where he's coming from. I completely understand why people would find that. But I don't think it's right to do it at somebody's house.
Either. It's an over the line.
And unless they say it's okay to do it, which that would never come up in conversation. That would never come up in conversation. I still wouldn't do that. That's not a fun thing to do.
It's
a fun thing to do. Sorry, it's not the right thing to do. Yeah.
No, I think
absolutely
that's
absolutely not.
That's
disrespectful.
I think that's over the line. It's a disrespect.
Man.
And then he told me about it like a brag. He's like, he's like, anywhere I go, we have sex.
I don't think you should invite him back to your house.
He hasn't been back since.
Fair enough.
He's a nice guy.
That's right. Yeah.
He lives a long way away. He's not been back since. I'm actually seeing him tomorrow night.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
And he's also the guy who, golly, he tells me a lot of great sex stories. I'm really big on hearing other people's sex stories.
Yeah.
And he told me that one more, again, we were young, and he was living with his girlfriend, and they woke up on like a Sunday morning, and he's like, you know, wanting it. And she said, no, I have no sex, no way. And he said, come on. He kept begging her. And she said, okay, but it's just for you, to him, it's just for you, and you have to be done in 1 minute. Can you be done in 1 minute? And he said, absolutely. So he started his stopwatch. He had a watch that had a stopwatch on. And she said, all right, go. And you have to be done in 1 minute, 33 seconds.
Wow.
Pretty good, huh?
That man's got talent.
33 seconds.
Is he still with that girl?
Yeah, they got married.
Nice.
They got married. They have kids.
Yeah.
And the 33-second story is legendary. If I told him if I were him, I'd get like 33 tattooed on my wrist or something, you know? Just to let him.
So what's that 33 stay for?
She said, don't even worry about satisfying me. I'm just here. I'm just a vessel for you. And he goes, okay. And it was.
He must be a good-looking dude.
He's pretty good looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. And she
must have a lot of charisma.
Yeah. Well, they were dating and living together. And I think he would. Yeah. And he said, And 33 seconds is what he did. I was impressed.
Was she filleted him?
No, I don't think so. Not that time.
Oh, he just
bam.
Oh, was it by himself? What did she do to him?
Not much. I think she just laid under him.
Okay. So there was a penetration thing.
Penetration,
I thought she like blew him or something like that.
No, she didn't blow him.
She gave him a handy or something.
Penetration.
He
said, I want sex.
Fair enough.
Said, let me give you a great sex question. You know, I don't know. I watch these old shows sometimes. Yeah. You ever watch the show Boston Public?
No.
No, of course you
wouldn't. That was before my time. That's like Ally McBeal. I don't know what
the
hell.
Watch that
I don't
either.
Even know what the hell that is.
Wouldn't be good. Ally McBeal's no good.
That's asking me if I watch, I don't know, like, what's, anyway, go ahead.
Well, you can
I
watch,
can't even think of that.
You
yeah.
can watch shows that are before your time.
I know, but that, there's just so many random shows like
Ally
that.
Ally McBeal's not good. Well, I can't say it's not any good. I didn't watch it. But in Boston, now don't get confused, Boston Public and Boston Legal. This is Boston Public.
That's like asking me if I watch Will and Grace. No, I don't
watch
that.
I didn't watch that either.
That's one of those random shows.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be good. I didn't watch Mad About You either, which I heard was good. I didn't watch it. I didn't watch The Office.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Look
enough.
At me. I'm lacking. No. Okay.
Boston Public.
I just thought of this the other day, and it was on, and I thought the episode I liked best. Okay. It's about school teachers in Boston at a public high school. Okay.
Okay.
So, one of the teachers, who's probably 25, goes to he's got a seminar or something at Harvard that he's taking a class.
Yeah.
So he goes to Harvard. He takes the class. He's having like a coffee afterwards. Meets this girl, a student at Harvard. They hit it off. They have sex.
Yeah.
Okay. They, you know, just like you see on a show. Go back to his apartment. They have sex. And, you know, for a couple of weeks, they're having sex. And then at the high school where he teaches, he sees her in the hall. So, like, what are you doing here? And she goes, oh, well, I'm a student here. So she didn't go to Harvard. She was there for something else and was actually a junior in high school.
What?
But he thought she was a Harvard junior at age 20 or 21. He's 25. And they had really been dating. Now he's dating and had sex with a student, but he didn't know she was a student at the high school. So the question is, did he do anything wrong?
That's a wonderful question.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I don't know.
It?
What would you do in that situation?
Well, I'd break it off immediately.
Well, sure. I would tell her like this. Would you tell like a administrator or something.
I think if you want to keep your job, you have to.
I think so too.
As soon as you do, I think you're going to lose your job, no matter what. And do you know what he did? Actually, you know what he did?
What?
He told his friend, his best friend, who was also a teacher, and they tried to keep it quiet. Then it came out, the guy who had sex with the student lost his job, and the best friend lost his job because the best friend should have told the administration too. You know,
there's
and that's
no
true.
Way to get out of that.
No.
There's no way to get out of that.
And once you know as a teacher that that's going on with another, you better go ahead and tell the administration or you're going to be caught up in it too.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? But really.
But part of me is like, wouldn't it be better if you just didn't say anything at all?
Well, he didn't. He didn't say anything, but he had already told his friend. He told his friend he was sleeping with a girl from Harvard. Then she turned out to be a student. He's like, you're not going to believe this.
Yeah.
She's a student at the high school. And they both lost their job. But what a great, I thought that, and I don't know, it was on the other day.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
That's a very interesting situation.
It is, isn't it? Do you think, Do you think? I don't think he had done anything wrong because he thought she was a
Harvard
student.
Obviously, if he knew that she was a student at the, I don't think he would have done anything.
No, he wouldn't.
But he, you know, it was under false pretense. Yeah, yeah.
It was totally false pretense because she was at the coffee shop at Harvard because she was there like auditing a class or something, you know, and he was there doing something else, and they just happened to meet, and that was it.
And do you ask for ID? Like, I don't know.
No,
like,
what do
you
like?
Or let me see your Harvard student ID. I don't know.
These days, you might.
That's
I know
saying.
Guys.
Yeah.
People now say in college, you better get the girl's permission, like on video.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
You have permission.
100%.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I like this. I like talking a little sex here on this on this podcast, which we had not gone to before.
That's
but that's a good situation, isn't it?
Well, not for him, but
no.
It's a very interesting situation.
Terrible for him. That's it. Now, next time we're into the new year.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll have all new episodes.
You got any resolutions?
No, I really don't.
Really?
Do you have any?
Yeah, I got some resolutions.
Well, tell us next time.
Tell us next time.
The next podcast will drop in 2024.
That's right,
And help me remember that we've done your moon landing.
Yes.
Which I don't agree with, but I'm not surprised.
I didn't sway you at all on that.
I mean,
you can't see that being plausible at all.
It's possible.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
Okay.
And next time you give us your resolutions for what to do. Most of them are like, oh, lose weight, exercise more and that kind of stuff, stop smoking. Let's see what yours are. I bet you're more interesting than that.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, you're pretty interesting.
Yeah.
That's it for the square and the round. A belated Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you in the new year.